For today's In Touch, I talked to Columbus Community Schools Superintendent Marlene Johnson about their SIAC committee and the restructuring of their administrative team.
We have parents and teachers, and this year right now we don't have any students, but they are welcome to, older students.
And what does it stand for?
School Improvement Advisory Committee.
And the name kind of teases what they do to an extent, but what is their overall purpose?
Their overall objective is to make recommendations about, like, our academic goals or other goals in the district, such as bullying and harassment or bus cameras or just lots of different topics, but they study it or they look at the data with me and then they make recommendations. And so for, like, this last meeting, I had put out a survey to our community people and staff and about calendar dates and how they want their calendar to look, and we reported back to them with the 400 results, and then they analyzed the calendar to make sure that what we did supported what the bulk of our people wanted. And if it did, then they would recommend that calendar to the board, and if it didn't, they would recommend us to go back to the drawing board.
And is it to help the board in their decision-making to just have more people's opinions in there before they make those final decisions at the board meetings?
The SIAC committee is actually a mandated committee that schools have to have. But besides that, it's an important committee just so that stakeholders have a way to have input in their children's education. You know, even if it weren't mandated, it's a good thing to do just to get people's input.
For sure. And one of the items on the agenda for last week's meeting was restructuring. Would that be involving the calendar or the district as a whole?
Because we are a SINA district and have been too long, we were mandated this year to develop a plan on how we are going to address the needs of our students academically. And they are mandating us to restructure, and there was a whole set of guidelines on what that restructuring, there were several choices. It could be about staff, it could be about charter schools, it could be lots of reorganization. And our restructuring is centering on our leadership, and I report out to the SIAC to let them know how that's coming, because this is like a practice year. It actually gets incorporated next year.
So this year would be a trial run for what you guys want to do for the restructuring?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And this is mandated by the Department of Ed?
Yeah.
Would that be the state?
Yeah. And then our plan, it had to be written up and approved by the state, which it has been approved. And we had to go about, you know, we had to send out surveys. We had to get input from stakeholders. It's been a long process since probably last January we've been working on this.
And what prompted it initially?
Our SINA status.
For those that are unaware of what that is,
school in need of improvement is the No Child Left Behind. Doesn't mean that we're not a good, viable school with our academics, but our test scores aren't where they need to be. They're not showing adequate yearly growth, according to No Child Left Behind. We're heading into the 100% of your children need to be proficient. We're below where we need to be on that growth chart.
So for the restructuring with the leadership specifically, what are you guys planning to do, or what have you been doing this year?
We realigned our administrators, and we put a administrator directly in charge of pre-K-3 so we can focus on our kids so that they can get out of third grade proficient, as the state wants them to be. And then we have a 4-8 principal now and a 9-12. We've been working with the AEA, and we've been working on learning how to be instructional coaches and database team, where we look at data and make our decisions from that. We've been focusing on reflective conversations with the teachers to help improve instruction and student achievement. It's about our leadership behaviors so that our leadership can impact what's happening in the classroom. The state accepted that.
Has this been tried in other districts across the state, or is this something that you guys decided to give a try?
There's examples of things like that in different places. There's a lot of different plans out there. We could have let go 50% of our teachers and rehired, but we have good teachers here, and they have good evaluations, and they're working very hard. So when we sent out the survey, you know, leadership was an area that we could improve to assist the teachers, and so we wrote our plan around that.
And will it be evaluated here at the end of this school year before you continue with those changes next year?
I'm continually evaluating it. We are getting feedback quarterly from our staff to see if it's working or what needs to be tweaked, what's it doing. We're working with the AEA. They're helping us develop our database skills. So it's constantly being analyzed. But the main foundation of it will stay the same. It's just we might tweak in order to help us get where we need to go. The goal won't change. It's just how we get there might.
That was my conversation with Superintendent of Columbus Schools, Marlene Johnson. I'm Nathan Swenson for this edition of In Touch with Southeast Iowa.